Welcome to Music Notes. I'm Jess, reporting music trends of throwbacks, modern hits, and media. During the weekend of March 9th and 10th, pop rock artist Eric Carmen passed away at age 74. His wife Amy confirmed the sudden loss March 11th, leaving fans, media, and celebrities mourning all week. Passionate about music his whole life, Eric crafted songs as a writer, frontman, balladeer, and producer. In this episode, I'll tribute him in these five popular hits he was involved in: Go All the Way, All by Myself, Almost Paradise, Hungry Eyes, and Make Me Lose Control. You'll notice that he liked to compose gentle verses and emote strong whenever the title gets sung to grab your attention. Following the playlist I attach, let's remember the music notes of Eric Carmen. Eric Howard Carmen was born August 11, 1949, in Cleveland, Ohio. Idolizing music he'd hear on the radio and with his family, his parents enrolled him at Cleveland Institute of Music at age 2 so he could watch his Aunt Muriel play violin in the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra. West Side Story and the Beatles' A Hard Day's Night movie convinced him to pursue music professionally. He took piano lessons at age 11 and started writing his own songs within a year. Eric wasn't into progressive rock and expressed that on his website how he formed rock band Raspberries. Prog rock was in, and FM radio clutched to its bosom. I hated it. I loved the Beatles, the Who, the Birds, the Stones, the Beach Boys, and the Small Faces. I loved bands that could write. I also loved Bacharach and David, Carole King and Jerry Goffin, Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, and the songs they wrote. So the Raspberries rebelled against prog rock and made 3.5-minute pop rock with melodies and power chords. Critics liked us, girls liked us, but their 18-year-old album-buying brothers said no. We got frustrated and imploded. Looking back, we may have been the very first alternative band. We were the alternative to long, boring flute solos and all the other stuff people thought was so heavy back then. Playing in his first band, Cyrus Siri, Eric Carmen went to John Carroll University and met two new friends through Cyrus Erie's guitarist, Wally Bryson. Eric would sing lead and play rhythm guitar, Dave Smalley on bass, and Jim Bafonte on drums. Go All the Way is the band's signature hit and second single on Raspberry's self-titled debut album. A Raspberry scented scratch and sniff sticker was on the US and Australia's original copies. Eric had spotted a book titled Going All the Way by Dan Wakefield, conceptualizing a sweet-talking rock song. Balancing the intro's hard rock chords, Go All the Way melodically urges a woman's desire and her partner feeling whole to be wanted. The chorus is, "Please, go all the way. It feels so right being with you tonight. Please, go all the way. Just hold me close. Don't ever let me go." Wally Bryson and Dave Smalley would alternate lead vocals and songwriting with Eric, tensing creative differences how to move forward with future albums. 6 months apart, Raspberries released their debut and Fresh in 1972, Side 3, 1973, and penultimately disbanded after 1974's Starting Over. I really enjoyed hearing their music for this episode. There were certain tracks that reminded me of rock band Boston. Boston's fame was beginning as Raspberries ended. Would have been interesting hearing them back to back, like their songs More Than a Feeling and Don't Look Back. Raspberries did a reunion concert November 26, 2004, which can be heard on 2017's Pop Art Live. Although they were inspired by British artists, the BBC had banned Go All the Way due to its sexual innuendo. Back in 1972, it charted number 14 in Australia, number 5 in Canada, and the US Hot 100. I picked up on Eric Carmen singing a nod to Go All the Way in his 1985 solo song, You Took Me All the Way. Even repeats the line, Come On. Working effortlessly in lighter pop rock, Eric Carmen released 6 solo albums. His self-titled in 1975, Born Against the Current, 1977, Change of Heart, 1978, Tonight You're Mine, 1980, a second self-titled album in 1984, and I Was Born to Love You in 2000. One song that most fans consider his best work is All By Myself. Simply stating to no longer deal with solitude, fans sympathized, buying the single. I can't recall when I first heard this song and didn't know I've only listened to the shortened version that's usually played. All By Myself lasts 7 minutes 10 seconds on Eric Carmen's 1975 album. The single edit is 4 minutes 22 seconds, and what's missing is extensive piano playing that he does. Classical composer Sergei Rachmaninoff is credited for its instrumental music notes, profiting 12% royalties posthumously under his estate. This is one of the very few songs that I never knew the words. Eric practically whispers the verses and belts the short chorus, singing the title. My favorite part is the silent break towards the end of the song and the drums cueing to fade out All By Myself a final time. The lyrics are, When I was young, I never needed anyone, and making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. When I dial the telephone, nobody's home. All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself anymore. Hard to be sure. Sometimes I feel so insecure, and love so distant and obscure. Remains the cure. All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself anymore. All by myself. I don't want to live. Don't want to be all by myself anymore. The video I linked shows Eric Carmen performing on Midnight Special showing from July 23, 1976. Prior to that, All By Myself charted number 12 in the UK, number 7 in Australia, number 6 Adult Contemporary, number 2 on the Hot 100, number 1 Canada Adult Oriented Singles, and Cashbox Magazine. The two Hot 100 songs that blocked it from being number 1 were Love Machine by The Miracles and December 1963, Oh What a Night by The Four Seasons. Goes to show you how dominant disco was. My generation probably knows Celine Dion's 1996 cover. She sang in an octave higher than Eric and shared an interesting tidbit to Andy Cohen's What Happens Live in 2019. Producer David Foster challenged Celine to hit a high note near the end and finish in that same vocal range. Knowing it'd be a showstopper, he said that if she couldn't handle it, he'd find somebody else who could. Celine pushed to breathe deep and held it out. I truly believe Falling Into You won her the Grammys Album of the Year for that moment, Because You Loved Me, and It's All Coming Back to Me Now. Celine Dion's All By Myself ranked number 12 Adult Top 40 Radio, number 7 Top 40 Radio, number 4 on the Hot 100, number 1 Adult Contemporary in the US and Canada. The third song on this playlist was written by Eric Carmen, not originally recorded by him. He was invited to brainstorm with screenwriter and composer Dean Pritchard. Dean just completed 1980 musical film Fame and putting together his next blockbuster project, Footloose. Released February 17, 1984, the characters cope grief, censorship, religion, and the positive escapism art can bring. When high school seniors die in a car accident, Reverend Moore bans dancing, drugs, and partying because one of the casualties was his son. believing he's protecting the town from future tragedies, it provokes reverse psychology upon his daughter, Ariel. She conceals her unorthodox reputation until meeting a new transfer classmate. After losing his father, Ren and his mom move in with his uncle and aunt to start anew. Ariel becomes attracted to Ren and caught in a twist of fate. Ren's hidden talent is dancing. Wanting to relieve the town from acting bitter, he petitions a celebratory prom to local council and quotes Bible Psalms mentioning the joy of dancing. Reverend Moore and officials don't approve, consequently witnessing a burning book rally of them acting out and Ariel's mom speaking up to her husband. Realizing further destruction may ensue, Reverend Moore permits a supervised dance and rescinds the bans for good. Actor Kevin Bacon played Ren, John Lithgow as Reverend Moore, Diane Wiest as his wife Vi, and Sarah Jessica Parker as Ariel's best friend, Rusty. I was very moved watching Footloose a couple of years ago. Found the grief advice profound, especially to those who experienced horrific losses. The soundtrack's filled with heavy pop rock tracks that make you want to dance. Almost Paradise is labeled Love Theme from Footloose because it's briefly instrumental when Ren and Ariel first kiss. An electric guitar strums the chorus, unlike the loud rock vocals sung by Loverboy's frontman Mike Reno and Ann Wilson from Heart. Eric Carmen was disappointed not seeing Almost Paradise on screen, though it held its own thanks to radio, its singers, and tag title. Written in 12 hours, the chorus says, "Almost paradise, we're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise, how could we ask for more? I swear I could see forever in your eyes. Paradise." Almost Paradise charted number 7 on the Hot 100, number 4 contemporary hit radio, number 3 in Canada, and number 1 adult contemporary. ABC chose it to be Bachelor in Paradise theme song since 2016, country singer Hunter Hayes duetted with Nickelodeon actress Victoria Justice for Footloose's 2011 reboot film. Participating on another famous movie soundtrack, Eric Carmen had a bigger spotlight as a singer and producer. Recurrent on playlists and retro radio, Hungry Eyes quenched ear candy to mainstream pop and Dirty Dancing viewers. Starring Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, Dirty Dancing came out August 21, 1987, fictionally taking place in 1963. Jennifer Grey plays a high school graduate who goes to the Catskills with her parents and older sister on an end-of-the-summer vacation. Nicknamed Baby, she keeps coming across the dance troupe teaching lessons to the hotel guests. Finding out one of them becomes pregnant, she offers to help out. Patrick Swayze's character Johnny grows impatient with Baby's inexperience but is left with the task of teaching her to fill in for his assistant Penny. Instructing choreography for an important scheduled appearance, Hungry Eyes is played during the rehearsals. Getting used to the time they're spending together, Johnny and Baby develop feelings and encourage each other how to stand up for themselves. Dirty Dancing soundtrack is made up of 1960s tracks and modern ones like Hungry Eyes. Eric Carmen was contacted by Raspberry's former producer, Jimmy Iyener, adding finishing touches. Singing lead and producing the song, he appeared in a music video of him watching the movie on a projector and hallucinating an ex. I'd hear Hungry Eyes often and didn't watch Dirty Dancing until its 20th anniversary on AMC. I was hooked. Bought the movie, soundtrack, I love it all. Thinking about who Hungry Eyes is narrating for, I think it might be Baby's internal thoughts to Johnny. The choruses are, "Now I got you in my sights with these hungry eyes. One look at you and I can't disguise. I've got hungry eyes. I feel the magic between you and I. I've got hungry eyes. Now I got you in my sights with these hungry eyes. Now, did I take you by surprise?" As the song fades out in the movie, Baby repeatedly bursts into laughter when Johnny strokes part of her boob in a dance gesture. I learned by watching on AMC's Screen Trivia Notes that Jennifer Grey kept laughing in those outtakes and the director left it in the scene despite Patrick Swayze getting frustrated. It matched the script well. Hungry Eyes charted number 6 pop airplay, number 4 in the Hot 100, number 3 Cashbox Magazine, and number 2 Adult Contemporary. Taking Dirty Dancing's dancers and music on tour, Eric Carmen performed Hungry Eyes and covered Almost Paradise with Mary Clayton, who sang Yes at the end credits. Mary Clayton's also known for singing on the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter and former backup singer to Ray Charles. The last song I picked was a second Hungry Eyes collaboration with Dean Pritchard and Jimmy Iyengar. Make Me Lose Control was a promo single to 1988's The Best of Eric Carmen compilation. Unofficially a swan song, Make Me Lose Control has a throwback sound to the eras that Eric admired music and shouts out some of his favorite songs. Uptown, Stand By Me, Be My Baby, which starts at Dirty Dancing's opening, Back in My Arms Again, and sounding like Raspberry's 1974 overnight sensation hit record. Mixing doo-wop and Beach Boy-styled harmonies, the chorus says, "Oh, darling, turn the radio up for that sweet sound. Hold me close. Never let me go. Keep this feeling alive. Make me lose control. Baby, baby, when I look in your eyes, I go crazy. Fever's high with the lights down low. Take me over the edge. Make me lose control." The music video shows a woman put on her radio at the beach, hearing Eric Carmen promote the song at a radio station, and him riding around town to catch a woman who caught his eye in another car. It parodies 1973 flick American Graffiti, nostalgic to the 1960s. Billboard ranked Eric Carmen's top 10 hits, and Make Me Lose Control piqued my interest. Bittersweet finding it now, it seals his legacy perfectly the way he always wanted. People loving music comprised of the same reasons he loved it. Make Me Lose Control charted number 4 Cashbox Magazine, number 3 on the Hot 100, number 1 Adult Contemporary in Canada and the U.S. Thanks so much for tuning in. Scroll the links I've shared in this episode and where to hear Eric Carmen's music. If you'd like to share your memories or feedback, email musicnoteswithjess@gmail.com or comment on our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I recently shared a photo of where I record these episodes so you could see some of my music influences in the background and placing my face to this voice. I'm Jess. Talk to you again next week with the latest music trends.